Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey there, Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show. As we head for the weekend, News Radio 1070 WKOK and Sean Carey here. Steve will be there in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And always, the Friday edition of our show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Brewers Outlet, that is the place to go. So we're a little over 2 weeks away from Christmas. You know, someone that loves great beverages and great snacks, get them a Brewers Outlet gift card. It gives them all access to the shop. Terrific deals on brews, IPAs, your favorite brews, you know, the ones you know and love, the nationwide ones that people know across the country, you know, great deals from time to time on Coors and Bud and Jenny, sodas and snacks for the kids, fresh roasted peanuts in the pickle bar, lots and lots of selections for you to enjoy and take advantage of at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. And you can subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. We're available on iTunes, Apple Podcast app, and Google Play. Just search Steve Jones Show. Our website is stevejonesshow.com. You'll find 3 months of shows there archived on the podcast page. Philadelphia Eagles fans, we got a treat for you this afternoon. 3:35 Hall of Fame writer Ray Dittinger from NBC Sports Philadelphia. You see Ray with Michael Barkan and Ed Rendell on Philly's on the Philadelphia Eagles post game on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Ray is going to join us at 3:35. He recently did an update version of the Eagles encyclopedia, so we look forward to hearing from Ray as Philadelphia will be heading to Dallas on Sunday night. Live coverage on Eagle 107 will start at 7 with the kick at 8:20 with Merrill Reese. So let's get you caught up on the Southern Columbia matchup. They are now on their way to winning their ninth crown in school history. 1 o'clock kick this afternoon at Hershey Park Stadium, taking on Wilmington, the team they shut out last year. Tigers have been averaging 460 yards per game. The game was scoreless after the first quarter. The Tigers fumbled inside the five on their first drive. Then Wilmington on their first drive started on the three. They took it all the way down inside to the five-yard line, but after two Southern Columbia penalties on fourth down, the Greyhounds were able to capitalize. Quarterback Robert Punches with a 50-yard keeper. That was the big play on that drive. Ethan Susan with a three-yard touchdown run. Point after was no good. Wilmington was up 6-0 about 2 minutes into the second quarter. Southern Columbia faked a punt. Julian Fleming took him into Greyhounds territory thanks to a great field position and a Wilmington face mask penalty. Gage Garcia with a 5-yard touchdown run. That put Southern up 7-6 about halfway through the second quarter. The point after touchdown was no good. Wilmington, on their second offensive drive, they nailed a 34-yard pass play, but deliberately they were keeping it away from the powerful Tigers' offense thanks to a huge diet of running plays. But their passing plays were effective when they were turning to that on offense. A 13-yard pass play from Pontius to Merritt. They connected for a score. And then a fastball pass to Ethan Susan. That was good for a two-point conversion. So with under 2 minutes to go till halftime, Wilmington was leading Southern by a score 14-7. But Southern, with 1 second left before halftime, Gage Garcia snagged an impressive 32-yard pass from Stone Hollenbach for a score, although people that were watching it on PCN thought that he was down just inside the one-yard line. But, of course, no instant replay in high school football. Was called a touchdown. And we were knotted at 14-14 at halftime. Start of the third quarter, both defenses were tightening up, but the Tigers were able to get a big interception by Shane Miller, And then they later faced a 4th-and-2 on the 26-yard line. Gage Garcia ripped off a touchdown run. And with 4:46 left in the third, the Tigers were up 21-14. Right before the end of the third quarter, Gage Garcia caught a 37-yard screen pass from Stone Hollenbach, 28-14 Southern at the end of the third. Early minute of the fourth quarter, Shane Miller with his second interception of the game for the Tigers, and the first play on offense, it was Gage Garcia once again. He did a double handoff to his brother Gavin, and Gavin ran it in from 39 yards out. So in the opening 16 seconds of the fourth quarter, the Tigers were up 35-14. And at last check just a few moments ago, Gage Garcia with his 5th touchdown of the game with 8:49 left. So at last check, as they're getting halfway through the fourth quarter, Southern Columbia in full command as they are wearing out Wilmington by a score of 42-14 in the AA championship at Hershey Park Stadium. So Tigers looking for their 9th crown, and they'll be having fun tonight in Elysburg and Catawissa as they bring home more gold.
Wow.
So
it's quite the recap.
Thank you.
Quite the recap.
Sure beats working, right?
Yeah.
Sure beats working.
Yeah, it's great for those kids. It's great for the town. Great for the town, you know? All right, great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Now, I did get the full complement of pickles.
You sure did.
Ooh.
Got some horseradish, some Old Bay.
Yeah,
bread,
a couple
and butter,
Old Bays. Yeah.
And, of course,
barrels.
Couple barrels, oh, yes.
Couple barrels along the way. Loved it. And then I also got the... ended up with the Sam Adams sampler. So I texted my son about that. I said, I think we've got Christmas planned.
Well, Corey took care of you, took care of me there. We had to go rock, paper, scissors in the parking lot before heading down to the party as to which case we're going to take.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because you got the IPA.
Yeah. Appalachian Brewing out of Harrisburg, yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
Yes.
Really nice. Very, very good.
So. We're good.
So, in fact, Appalachian Brewing out of Harrisburg makes a root beer that's really good.
Now we're talking.
Really good. Yeah. So, yeah, it's nice. Yeah, but imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And don't forget about those Brewers Outlet gift cards. And it's always the right time to buy a car from Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Ray Dittinger on the show today. 3:35. Looking forward to that. The king arrives, but arrives at a deficit. The epiphanies are failing him.
Mm.
I think we're O for the epiphany.
Yeah. Well, first things first, I stopped calling them epiphanies. I don't know what to call them. It'd be different if they worked.
Windows of opportunity for you and me. That's what I refer to as epiphanies as. Windows of opportunity for you and me.
They're more like desperation Hail Marys, I think.
Well, look, I've been in that spot the last couple of years.
It's hard to come back.
So what happens is that you need to take a chance here and there. And you need to take a chance here and there, hoping you can gain some ground. And it's very hard to gain ground once you start falling behind.
But the great thing is all three of us were above 500 last week. 2 weeks ago, all three of us were 2-4. The King was 4-3. You were 5-2. And I was 6-1. Only game I missed was Steelers-Chargers.
That's okay. So did Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
What are the games we have this week? I know you texted this to us.
Yeah. Army-Navy, of course.
I've been a little busy with a couple of other things.
Yes, you have. You've been prepping some hoops and getting the Kentucky prep together for the bowl games. So, yes. So we're gonna roll through six games. We got five pro and Army Navy for tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Army Navy.
Back to the link for that tomorrow.
Army Navy is great. CBS, to its credit, does a great job.
Oh, that game that was played in the snow 2 years ago, Vern Lundquist's final game on the SEC coverage. Ah, that was fun. That was fun to watch.
I mean, they do a great job with it. Television, most television does not do a good job with games, to be honest with you. Oh, here's the story. Just show me the game. I don't really care. You know, you got the pregame show. That's, you know, do the heart-tugging moment. Go ahead there. I mean, how many times have we now seen Dwayne Haskins as a little kid wearing an Ohio State jersey saying you want to go to Ohio State? Okay, enough. I want to see what he does now. I got it. He picked Ohio State. 8 times into the season. We're done with that video. But that is Army-Navy. They do a great job with that. Great job with it. Not just good. They do it. CBS does a great job with that. So...
And they've even maximized the coverage of the Army-Navy game even more the last couple of years. They've been putting some, bonus pregame coverage leading up to the kickoff on. They've been putting that on CBS Sports Network the last couple of years. They, watch the students from both academies out on the field as they march. And of course, they do that at least what 3-4 hours before kick. But that's that's really cool to see too.
Now, what time is that game tomorrow?
I thought it was it 2:30, 3 o'clock tomorrow, Army-Navy? I believe we will... Yes, we have it here on WKOK tomorrow. I believe airtime is 2 o'clock tomorrow for that.
Okay. Okay. Kickoff 3 o'clock. So I'll get a chance to watch probably the entire second half of that game tomorrow. Because Penn State Colgate's at 2. Interesting. Kyler Murray and Tua Tagovailoa evidently is a very close race for the Heisman. How about that? That'll be... I guess that's tomorrow night, isn't it?
That is correct.
Is that tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the third person there is Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State.
Well, really with some of Tua, with Tua being down with that injury, it's kept him out of some other minutes where he could have put up some more great plays and added more stats to his great time so far at the with the Crimson Tide. So maybe that'll give Kyler Murray a chance to sneak through the back door and get some extra votes.
You know, Murray is not big. Do you realize how he's only 5'10"? I mean, now he's chosen baseball. I know some people are wondering, will he now change his mind and go to football? You're going to have to give the $4.5 million back you got. You signed. But he is quite an athlete playing quarterback, and he throws the ball really well. The problem is, again, that size used to be more of an issue in the NFL, but it still is an issue. It still is. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Great to have you with us today. Ray Dittinger coming up in the next half hour, the Eagles Encyclopedia. This has been quite a walk down memory lane for him to do this. Because, I mean, he lived a lot of this. I mean, think about that. Ray's a legend. I mean, Ray's one of those special guys in the business. You know, we've had him on the show a couple times, but it'll be great to have him back. And especially after the Super Bowl year, this is going to be a great holiday gift for the Eagles fan and your family.
Yeah, how about this? The Encyclopedia is currently the number one selling football book on Amazon. It was number two behind Ian O'Connor's book that's been out for about a month or so. He wrote a book about Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
But yesterday, jumped up to number one. So congratulations to Ray. That's a great honor.
Earned it.
Yeah. He goes, pretty exciting for an academic press book.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes. We're going to have fun talking about that.
Yeah, I just got a message from him a little bit ago, so he'll be ready to go for us here in a little bit.
Great. Perfect. Look forward to it.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Army-Navy tomorrow. Eagles-Cowboys coming up this weekend. This is the line-in-the-sand game. Eagles have a real shot here with a win. The problem they've got is I don't think the Eagles run the ball well enough, and Dallas is playing, to its credit, is playing great defense right now. A statement we wouldn't have made at any time in the last 5 years, but this year it's changed. They're playing great defense right now. Tennessee last night ran out, literally, Jacksonville. Derrick Henry ripped off a 99-yard touchdown run. I think the play-by-play guy for Tennessee, that's the longest run in Titans history. Hey, dude, that's the longest run in NFL history. You can't go any further. Can't go any further than 99 in the NFL. So that's now Tennessee is what, 7-6? And then there's your team playing Oakland.
For some reason I'm worried about this. I mean, they haven't won in Oakland in about a quarter of a century. I know they're 2-10, but you know, they just gotta circle the wagons, buckle down, and just keep. I don't know. when you're down to Jalen Samuels at running back, so
yeah, my players don't quite understand my genius.
Count down to Vegas, man.
I mean, I'll tell you, man, they don't quite get my genius. Okay,
tanking. We're not tanking, man.
But just so you know, I got a list of first overall picks if I need it.
Shaving cap space, man.
Everybody wants to play for the Raiders. Cooper and Khalil Mack didn't. They'd be included in everybody, wouldn't they? Steelers need this one badly. Sean's nervous.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Let's get right to it because he's carving out some time in between appearances for us. Ray Dittinger joins us on the Eagles Encyclopedia. Congratulations, number one on the Amazon list right now, Ray. Congrats.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's pretty, that's really exciting. It's been, the book has been really well received. I mean, the Eagles season has been a little up and down, but it hasn't dampened the enthusiasm of the fans here. They, you know, the book is called Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition, and a lot of it obviously deals with last year and the parade and the celebration and, you know, and everything that kind of meant to the fans of the city. So I think that, you know, even though the team's struggling to make the playoffs this year, I think everybody kind of wants the book as a keepsake of what was a very special season last year.
Yeah, especially one that ended in February, so it ended in this particular calendar year, so timing is perfect for it. What did you learn as you went through this? Because you've lived a lot of this.
Oh, forever. I mean, I was born in Philadelphia. Yeah. Started going to Eagles games. My first Eagles game was 1956, so back when they were still playing at Connie Mack Stadium. So I've seen them through Connie Mack Stadium and then Franklin Field and then Veterans Stadium and now the Link, so... I've been there through the good times and the bad times, and like every other Philadelphian, like every other Eagles fan, just waiting for the time that they would finally get to a Super Bowl and bring a Lombardi Trophy here to Philadelphia. And after a long wait, you just sometimes wonder if it's ever going to happen. But it happened last year, and you know the thing that was so magical about it was it came at a time, it came out of nowhere. I don't think anybody saw it coming. You know, they knew the team. You know, they felt they had a pretty special young player in Carson Wentz, and they you know they thought they had some pretty good players. But I don't think anybody at the beginning of last season, and certainly by the you know when Wentz got hurt, I don't think anybody saw this team winning a Super Bowl. But they just got a very special roll and took them to the championship game, and they wound up knocking off the mighty Patriots, and it's been it's really kind of been one big party here in Philadelphia ever since. I mean, so many people that have been coming to the book signings, that's what they've been saying. I mean, the cover of the book is not a football shot. The cover of the book is actually a shot of the parade in Philadelphia, and so many people have actually come up and had tears in their eyes when they look at that and said, you know, you have no idea what this meant to me and my family. And I said, oh yeah, I do. I've lived the same as you have.
And that's the next question I have for you. There's a section of the book, and in these encyclopedias, they do try to pick out some of the greats of a particular franchise, which you obviously did. In reality, how many of those guys, what percentage did you cover and actually know?
Oh, a lot of them. I mean, I've been covering the team, since 1970, so it's coming up on half a century that I've been around the team. And then as a fan, a good 15 years before that. And then as things work in the business, obviously, over time, even though I didn't necessarily cover the team of the 50s and the 60s, as a sports writer here in Philadelphia, I had occasion to interview those guys, meet those guys, write pieces about anniversaries of this and anniversaries of that, and, you know, at dinners at the Maxwell Football Club and stuff like that. I got to know all of those guys, even as far back as some of the guys from the 40s. I mean, the Pete Pihoses and Chuck Bednarik and Steve Van Buren. I mean, I knew all of those guys, too. So for 50 years, I've been covering the team pretty much on a daily basis. And over the course of time, I've gotten to know most of the guys all the way back to those first two championship teams in 48, 49.
Okay, so was there anything in doing research for this, was there any surprise to you, or was there something, you know what, I had forgotten about that, and you needed to write more about it?
Actually, yes. That happened. I had done two previous editions. We did one in 2005, right after they went to the Super Bowl in Jacksonville, the one they lost to the Patriots. We did the first edition of Eagles Encyclopedia then. Then we did another one in 2012, which was really updating the original book, and that was after the first year of Chip Kelly. And last year, when about mid-season, when the team was really playing well, really well, I talked to the folks at Temple University Press, who are our publisher, and I said, you know, we've kind of talked about the fact that we might redo this book if they actually won a Super Bowl, and they're starting to take the look of the team that might actually do that. So I'll tell you what, on your end, from the production end, you guys start trying to, you know, put things in place. I'll start gathering the material and the research so that if they actually do win this thing in February, then we'll be able to hit the ground running and have a book out in the fall. So that's what we were doing, and one of the things I did was I went back and looked at the last edition and went through it page by page and just said, okay, if I really do this book for a third time, what's missing here and what should I update? When I went from edition one to edition two, one of the things that I saw that I said, you know, I really need to do this in another book was do a whole chapter just on the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a ton of Eagles-Cowboys stuff in the book, but I just felt that there needed to be a whole chapter that just dealt with the rivalry of between those two teams, how it all started, all the funny anecdotes over the years of things that have happened back and forth. So I added that to the second edition. But now this time coming around, it was the same sort of thing where I went back and said, okay, let me see what's missing here. And what I felt was missing was a couple of profiles. I have a whole chapter there that's called Player Profiles, which are individual portraits of players. And I felt that there was I was sort of kicking myself after the second one that I didn't do a profile of John Dornbos, the long snapper and magician. Because I just thought, not that he's one of the 100 greatest players in Eagles history, but his story is so unique. So I was sort of mad at myself that I didn't include him. So now in this book, I had an opportunity to include him, and also to the chapter that deals with owners, coaches, and front office people. I wanted to add a profile of Otho Davis, the guy that was the trainer here for 35 years, because there were so many great Otho Davis stories that I kind of felt like he needed to be a character in the book. So I was able to add those things and sort of complete those chapters, and then obviously then add the whole story of last season with the whole regular season, then the postseason, then Philly special, then the parade. So I was able to add all that, and so there's a real feeling of completeness about the book now.
See, when you're talking about a guy who's a trainer for 35 years, he's a character in his own right, but he knows everything.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, nobody knows more of what's going on within a team than the trainer. The trainer sees everything and hears everything. The good trainers don't tell you anything. It just stays in house. But they are privy to everything that's going on. You're right.
Yeah. I know that when the Eagles won, there'd be an outpouring. That'd be similar to when the Red Sox won in 2004. Have you even been taken aback by the emotion? Is it even higher than even you thought it might be from fans?
Somewhat. I expected it to be huge. I expected it to be an enormous outpouring. I've been through it before. I'd seen covered the Flyers' two Stanley Cups in the 70s and those parades.
Right.
I covered the Sixers championship with Dr. J and Moses Malone in that parade. The two Phillies World Series wins. And they were all big and they were all memorable. But I always felt that if the Eagles ever won a Super Bowl, it would be the celebration to atop them all. And it did. It really did. I think that there's there was just the whole city was just on standing on its head for the better part of a month, and still is to some degree. But I really do think Philadelphia is, it's a cliche, but I really do think it is a football town. They love all the teams, and they're a real passionate sports community. But I really do think the team and the sport that rises above everything else is the Eagles, and it is pro football. And so that was the one championship that everybody was waiting for. That was the one parade that everybody was waiting for. And I knew that when it happened, it was going to be special, and it was. The thing that I think that took it a little bit beyond everything else was the personal stories that were attached to it, because everybody I've talked to thousands of people since the Eagles won the thing, and I felt like I talked to a million people the day of the parade, and everybody at the parade had a story. Everybody talked about. They either watched the game with their grandfather, or they watched the game with their father or their brother, or they thought about their father. They took his picture down off the shelf and they put it on the television for luck. And it was, there were all of these stories that went way, way beyond just football. And it just sort of bound these whole families together, this whole community. People rooted for the Phillies and they rooted for the Flyers and the Sixers, but
sure.
I think pro football and I think the Eagles in particular, it's such a collective thing because nobody watches the Eagles game alone. I mean, everybody watches that Sunday. It's everybody, the whole family gathers around, and it's something they all share. And so this was the day they were all waiting for, and when it came, it was something they all celebrated as family and as community.
Each team has its own characters that you can build the story around to then tell the story to the fan. In last season, what particular players to you were important that really helped you tell the story better?
Well, I think Foles for sure.
Sure.
I think Foles was the best story to come out of this. He was the perfect story. It was like a character. It was like a movie. That you had this guy who had originally been drafted by the team, had played, had a great year, historic year.
A Pro Bowl year.
Had a tremendous year. He had the highest quarterback rating in football, yeah. 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Goes to the Pro Bowl. He's the MVP in the Pro Bowl. Then he goes back the next year, gets hurt, and basically gets forgotten. Gets traded away to the Rams, has a horrible experience in the Rams, to the point where he wants to quit football. Then finally decides, I'm not really ready to quit right now. His wife talks him into giving it another try. His original coach, Andy Reid, brings him in to Kansas City, kind of rebuilds his confidence. Then he leaves there and comes back to Philadelphia as the backup, clearly the backup to Wentz, no expectation of really playing. And then season, the Eagles are having this magnificent season. All of a sudden, Wentz gets hurt, and he gets thrust in there as the guy that has to pick it up and move it forward. And not only does he do that, but he succeeds beyond everyone's expectations. It's not like he just became a caretaker there. He comes in and becomes the MVP of the Super Bowl. So and handled it with such amazing grace. That was the thing. It was just he was so in the moment. He was so he said, not only did he do all the right things on the field, but he said all the right things off the field. And was 100% supportive of Wentz and fully understood that he was the backup. And if he was asked once, he was asked 1,000 times over the postseason and Super Bowl week about, what happens when Carson Wentz comes back next year? And he said, he's the quarterback. I get it. I'm the backup. This is his team. And he never once hedged. People always said you're going to have a quarterback controversy. No, you're not.
No.
Because he's not going to allow it to happen. And I just thought, for a guy to come from where he came from and overcame so much doubt, because when Wentz got hurt and Foles stepped in, It was widely written and said, oh, they're done. That's a shame. That team, they had a chance, but they have no chance now, not with this guy. That was said 100 times over.
Yep.
And so Foles in the whole postseason, and certainly after the Super Bowl, had every opportunity to stand up at the podium and say, none of you ever believed in me. Well, do you believe in me now? He could have said that, and who could have challenged it? But he never did. Mm-hmm. Which spoke volumes about his character, and it spoke volumes about what a real teammate he was, there were thousands of great stories on that team. Going from the coach, for heaven's sakes, the guy that was coaching high school football 5 years ago. Now he's beating Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl. There were so many great stories on that team. But the one that rose above them all, obviously, was Nick Foles. He was in many ways he was kind of that team's Rocky Balboa.
Well, no one couldn't pick anybody to tell the story better than you, all the way through all the stories. And it's the third edition. And then for any Eagle fan out there, this is your holiday gift. Go get it. Ray, thanks so much. I can't thank you enough for giving us the time today, because I know you're between appearances.
Hey, that's fine, Steve. It was a real pleasure, and you know, I'm Dick Girardi and I go way back together. So Dick Girardi to me is one of the all-time great writer. He's a terrific broadcaster, but more than that, he is just fun to hang out with. So you probably see more DJ than I do. So tell him I said hello.
Oh, I absolutely will. We've got a game coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And that's where, you know, you look at your life, Ray, and you say to yourself, how fortunate am I? I get to work with Jack Ham on Saturdays and Dick Girardi in the winter. How fortunate am I?
Dobra Shunka. I remember the Dobra Shunka days at Old Three Rivers Stadium. Boy, what a player he was.
Oh, and you know what? And you work a game broadcast with him, he sees the entire field, Ray, the way he did as a player.
Yeah, he was real special that way. That was, that Steelers team, that Steelers defense, I mean, they had greatness everywhere you looked, starting with Joe Green and then obviously Mel Blount and Lambert in the middle. But they would have never been the same if they didn't have 59. I mean, he was really a special player. I mean, he saw the game at a level way beyond the average person, and that's... He was a great, great player. Great player.
Yep. And I get that. I get spoiled by that every Saturday in the fall. Thank you so much, Ray. Appreciate it. I'll tell DJ you said hi, because he also spoils me all winter long, too, with basketball analysis.
That's awesome. Well, you please tell him that, and it was a real pleasure, Steve.
Yeah. And by the way, and also, if you need a horse...
I'll look you up on that.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Ray. Good luck
with
this, because I know it's already a number one Amazon bestseller. So thanks so much.
Thank you. See you now. Bye-bye.
Oh, he's one of the best ever. One of the best ever. If you put together a Mount Rushmore of writers, Ray's on it. Got to be. Hey, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Oh, it is the holiday season. Sean was just talking about the Needy Family Fund, so important. Goal's $100,000 this year, whatever you can do to help. It will be put to great use.
Good news, we've cleared 25 grand, sitting now at $25,143. So
perfect.
Yes. So thanks to everybody that's given so far, but when you're just getting started, 100 grand, that's the deal.
Yeah, exactly. And also, something else that's important, it's also time to start thinking about gift giving, and the Brewers Outlet gift card would be a great gift, as a matter of fact.
It's like handing someone the whole store, if
they get to then make their choice as to what they want. And believe me, there are a lot of choices. A lot of choices. Imports, domestics, microbrews, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar is second to none. Barrels, the Dills, Old Bay. I got a couple Old Bays. I'm going to give one to Girardi. Well, Maryland flavor. Although he's all over my case about last week at Maryland. Lunch the day of the game. So I'm having lunch today. I took my daughter Megan out to dinner Friday night out in Alexandria. So now it's the day of the game. I just want to get something quick before it went over. So they had soup. They had crab soup. And they had pot pie. I was in the mood for pot pie. So I got pot pie soup. Can you believe he comes down to Maryland and doesn't get crab soup? I said, Dick. Okay, this isn't Woody's. Okay, this is the Marriott. Okay, it's a Marriott soup. I said, this isn't Woody's crab cakes just over the line. He says, you've got a good point. But, he says to Johnny Holiday, can you believe it? So after the game, Johnny Holiday's sitting there on Saturday. Game's over, and there's a picture.
get your holiday picture on the court. I walked up. I says, geez, Johnny. I said, I never took you for a self-promoter like that.
Trademark that.
He says, get your holiday, get your holiday picture. I'm like, he goes, he looks over, he goes, I want to tell everybody that Steve Jones is the best play-by-play man within 5 feet of me. That's my man, Johnny.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.